Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya ne dobozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
No musome for Bible.
And our Bible reader Pastor Robina.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinya lya mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
We want to move on.
Ne service yaffe.
With our service.
Tugenda maso. N'okulaba. Okuyitibwa kwa Katonda ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
We are moving on to see the call of God on the nation of Uganda.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tulaba okuyitibwa okwo.
And as we see that call,
tukyagenda maaso n'okulaba.
We still move on to see
okuyitibwa oba kwe tuyita okuyitibwa kwa Katonda ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
The call of God on the nation of Uganda.
Nga bwe kwalambikwa mu Bible.
As it was marked in the Bible.
Mu byafaayo.
In the history.
Ne mu bunnabbi.
Even in the prophecy.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuzze tulaba ekigambo ekyo.
We have been seeing that word.
Era tuli kulaba. Oluvannyuma lw'okulaba okuyitibwa kuno mu Bible.
And after seeing this call in the Bible.
Ne mu byafaayo.
Even in the history.
Tulaba mu bunnabbi.
We see it in the prophecy.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Era nga okulaba mu bunnabbi obwo.
And to see in the prophecy.
Tunuulidde ensonga ennya.
We look to the four issues.
Ezaggyibwa mu kwolesebwa kw'aba Australia ery'eggwanga erya Uganda.
Brought out from the Australian vision of the nation of Uganda.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tuli ku nsonga yaffe ey'okubiri.
And we are on our second issue.
Lwaki omusajja alina okukulembera mulimu gwa Katonda?
Why the man to head that final work of God?
Ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
The last on the planet Earth.
Okuyita mu Uganda ekkula lya Africa.
Through the Uganda part of Africa.
Alina okubanga nabbi Elijah.
Meant to be like Prophet Elijah.
Nabbi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Era nga Kabaka Dawudi.
And just as King David.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So tukyalaba.
Now we still see.
Lwaki omusajja alina okubanga nabbi Moses?
Why that man is meant to be like Prophet Moses?
Subira ensonga yaffe tuliko ya mukaga.
I hope we are on our sixth issue and reason.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ensonga ey'omukaga.
The sixth reason.
Lwaki omusajja alina okulemera mulimu gwa Katonda okusema kusemazinga wensi?
Why the man meant to head God's final work on planet Earth?
Alina okubanga nabbi Musa.
Meant to be like Prophet Moses.
Ensonga eno egamba bweti.
This reason says this.
Omusajja okubanga nabbi Musa.
The man to be like Prophet Moses.
Nabbi Musa nga bwe yakulembera abaana ba Isirayiri okuva e Misiri.
As Moses led the Israelites from Egypt
okugenda e Canaan,
to going to Canaan,
omusajja alina okukulemberamu ekkanisa.
That man is meant to head the church
mu lugendo lw'eggulu,
in the journey of heaven,
okuddayo ewaffe mu ggulu,
to go back home in heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tunuulidde ensonga yaffe ey'omukaaga.
We look to our sixth reason.
Nti omusajja oyo okubeera nga nabbi Musa.
That the man to be like Moses.
Nga nabbi Musa.
Just like Prophet Moses.
Bwe yakulemberamu abaana ba Isirayiri.
As he led the Israelites.
Okuva e Misiri.
From Egypt.
Okugenda e Canaan.
To Canaan.
Omusajja oyo.
That man.
Alina okukulemberamu abaana ba Katonda.
Meant to lead the children of God.
Oba ekkanisa ya Katonda.
Of the church of Christ.
Okuddayo ewaffe mu ggulu.
To go back home to heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kasubira ensonga eyo gy'owulidde bulungi.
Let me hope the reason you've heard it well.
Twagala ogisoma ate tugende ne ku y'omusanvu.
We want to read it and go on the seventh.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Pozi wakati nga tulaba ensonga eyo.
Yet in the midst as we see that.
Ey'omukaaga.
The sixth.
Lwaki omusajja alina okubanga nabbi Musa?
Why the man is to be like Prophet Moses?
Nga nabbi Musa bwe yakulemberamu abaana ba Isirayiri.
As Moses led the Israelites.
Okuva e Misiri okugenda e Canaan.
To Canaan.
Ensi yaabwe ekulukutamata n'omubisi.
Their land flowing with milk and honey.
Omusajja ono alina okukulemberamu.
This man meant to lead.
Ekkanisa.
The church.
Okuddayo ewaffe mu ggulu.
To go back home to heaven.
Lwe lugendo lw'eggulu.
That's the journey of heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kale wakati mu nsonga eyo.
Now in the midst of that reason.
Mulimu ensonga endala. Mulimu ensonga satu mu yo.
There are three issues within it.
Nti nabbi Musa.
That Prophet Moses.
Okulemberamu abaana ba Isirayiri.
To lead the children of Israel.
Okuddayo okugenda e Misiri. Okuva e Misiri okugenda e Canaan.
Egypt to Canaan.
Yali aleeta kitabo kya kujjukiza.
He was bringing the book of remembrance.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga kyali kisuubizo okusooka.
For it was initially a promise.
Katonda kyasuubiza Ibrahimu, Isaac and Jacob.
God promised Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Yalitwala abana ba Isirayiri mu nsi ye Canaan.
That he would take the Israelites in the land of Canaan.
Naye baali bakyerabira.
But they had forgotten it.
So nabbi Musa.
Now Prophet Moses.
Okubakulemberamu okubajja e Misiri.
To lead them from Egypt.
Okugenda e Canaan.
To Canaan.
Yalina okubanga ze ng'ekitabo ky'okujjukiza.
He was asked to come as the book of remembrance.
Kukisuubizo ky'abajjajjaabwe.
Promise of their forefathers.
Katonda kyasuubiza.
That God promised.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus
much.
And at the same time,
noyo musajja,
even that man,
I know kubanga alesere ekisubizo kye kimwe eggwanga lya Isirayiri mu
bring the same promise to the Israelites in the fresh.
Okubajja mu mawanga gye basaasaanira.
Get them from the nation of the scribe to
okubazzaayo mu nsi
yewa. Take them back to their home country.
Isirayiri.
And to Israel.
Ekyo nakyo mwe kiri mu ndo.
That too is involved in there.
Ogategedde bulungi. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Jeno obom ensonga yafe yomukaga.
Our sixth reason.
Erinti omusajja okubanga nabbi Musa.
To be that demand to be like Moses.
Nabbi Musa ngabo yakulemberamu.
Moses as he led.
Abana basayili okuva Misri.
Israelites from Egypt.
Okugende Canaan.
To go to Canaan.
Ese kulukuta matano mulisi.
They learn from with milk and honey.
Omusajja yali nokulemberamu ekkanisa.
The man is meant to lead the church.
Mu rugendo lweggulu.
In the journey of heaven.
Kuba kumseno okuda mu nsi yewabwe
mu ggulu. This world to go back to their home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naye munda mu point eno mulimu point endala.
Inside this point are three other points.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Mulimu point endala.
There are three other points.
Esoka.
The first.
Ati Nabbi Musa.
That prophet Moses.
Yali no kujanga kitabo kyo kujukiza.
He was to come as the book of remembrance.
Eri ekisubizo.
Unto the promise.
Atonda kya subiza abana ba Israel.
God promised the Israelites.
Okubatwala mu nsi.
Take them in the land.
Eye Canaan.
Of Canaan. To take them from Egypt.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then you must say joy.
Then that man, our second reason, is meant to be like. He brings the book of remembrance to Israelites these days.
Season
of prophecy of time of going back to their home country from where they scattered on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It will
come to pass in our third reason. As Moses led Israel from Egypt to go to Canaan, that man is to lead children of God is
charged
in the journey of heaven to go back to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Issues
will listen much in this point.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When God visited prophet Moses in the book of Exodus 3, 7, he told them this. Exodus 3 verse 3.
Okuva sura ya kusatu ni lwomusanvu paka 12.
Okuva sura ya kusatu olunyirwa musanvu.
Exodus chapter 3 from verse 7.
Mukama nayogera nti ndabidde eddala okubonabona kw'abantu bange abali mu Misiri nempulira okukaaba kwabwe ku lwabo ababakoza kubanga mmanyi ennaku zaabwe. Olunyolo 8 era nzise okubawonya mu mukono gw'Abamisiri okubalinyisa okuva mu nsi eri bayingire mu nsi ennungi engazi nga nsi ejjudde amata n'omubisi gw'enjuki mu kifo eky'Omukanani n'eky'Omukiiti n'eky'Omwamoli n'eky'Omuperizi n'eky'Omukiivi n'eky'Omuyebusi. Olunyolo 9 kale raba okukaaba kw'abaana ba Isirayiri kutuse gye ndi nate ndabye okubonaabona kwe babonaabona Abamisiri nate ndabye okubonaabona kwe bababonyaabonya Abamisiri. Olunyole 10 kale nno jangu n'akutuma eri Falaawo obajeyo abantu bange abaana ba Isirayiri mu Misiri. Olunyole 11 Musa n'agamba Katonda nti nze ani agenda eri Falaawo mbajeyo abaana ba Isirayiri mu Misiri. Olunyole 12 n'ayogera nti mazima ndibeera wamu naawe era kano kali kubeerera akabonero nga nze nkutumye. Bw'olimala okujja abantu abo mu Misiri muliweereza Katonda ku lusozi luno.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Mukama yamugamba.
God told him
nti nkutuma
that I'm sending you
ugende onzigireyo abaana ba Isirayiri mu Misiri.
Go get for me the Israelites from Egypt
obatwali
and take them
munsi y'Abakanani
in the land of the Canaanites
abachitu n'abalala
bwe batu the Cushites and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nayenga jukira
but remember
Nabbi Musa
prophet Moses
agendo gambi we bigambi
is going to be told those words
ngabyali bisubize ebyedda
and they were olden promises. Those God promised children of Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So Charlie,
now it was a promise. Yet the Israelites seem to have forgotten it. And they had given up on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Genesis 15, verse 18. God had spoken with prophet Abraham and he told him that I will take your offsprings in the land of Canaan. It was the olden promise, but the Israelites had forgotten it.
Let's
read in the Genesis we hear. Genesis 15 verse 18.
Kulunaku olo mukama nalagana ne Ibrahimu ngayogera nti ezadde lyo ndi wadde nseno okuva ku mugga ogwe Misiri okutuuka ku mugo munene omugga Fulati. Olunyolo 19 omukene n'omukenizi n'omukadumoni olwabiri n'omukiti n'omuperizi n'abalefa olwabiri molumu n'omwamoli n'omukanani n'omugirugasi n'omuyebusi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It was a promise that God first saw the children of Israel through their forefather, Prophet Abraham. In the Genesis 15, 18 to 20, when he told Prophet Abraham that your offspring, I'll bring them in this land of the Canaanites, the Jebusites, and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that promise, it was there.
And
Abraham left.
Nagamba Isaac.
And he told Isaac,
Mukama yagamba abazukuru bafa jabatwala mu Canaan.
God said, "We'll take our descendants to Canaan."
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Isaac na yena asibula.
Isaac to send farewell.
Na ingiri wafe mugulu.
And he entered home in heaven.
Na alike ekisubizo ngaki wadde Yakobo.
And left committing the promise to Jacob.
Yakobo na yena asibula.
Jacob to send farewell. He left the promise to Joseph.
Nabi Yusuf n'agamba.
Prophet Joseph said to the Israelites, when God will send you a redeemer, he will take you from this land, take you to the land he promised our forefathers. Do not forget me.
You
carry on, move with my bones. It was
a sign to
show that their redemption was not very far.
But
if it was very far, then the bones would have finished from the ground of Prophet Joseph.
But
told them, God who visit you, take you from Egypt. Let me tell you, they are past 400 years.
And
they didn't see the person to come redeem them. Now Prophet Moses, as he was sent to the Israelites, initially he has come as a book of remembrance to the Israelites that God promised our forefathers that
would
take us to the land of Canaan, the land
grown
with milk and honey. The scripture which speaks in Malachi, verse 16, speaks this of that book. It comes happening in different generations, the book of remembrance. Malachi 3 from verse 16.
Awo abo abatya mukama ne boogeragana bokka na bokka, mukama n'awuliza n'awulira. Ekitabo eky'okujjukiza ne kibawandiikirwa mu maaso ge, bonna abatya mukama ne balowooza erinnya lye.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Awo ekitabo kya abatya mukama,
and those who feared the Lord,
ne balowooza erinnya,
and they thought of his name,
ekitabo ky'okujjukizibwa ne kiwandiikirwa,
and the book of remembrance was written.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Though
Israelites were in Egypt, in that time
that
those who saw affliction was too much, and they thought of the name of their God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they cried much to him.
And
God to send them a book of remembrance, remind the entire nation of Israel,
Israel,
that you Israelites would have a land they promised us to go in. It's what he came to tell them.
But
we had not come as a new thing to them, even to bring a new thing. Praise Jesus. But he brought that they had forgotten, which most had given up on. As we shall see why that man is to be like Prophet Moses on the other part of the journey of heaven. That the journey of heaven has been there, it's of those who lived before us, even we're living now, even those coming to reaching the coming of Jesus. But it's the journey we had forgotten. Everyone brought on the world is in that journey.
But
the Israelites too, in their season, they had forgotten their journey, and they did know most who were in Egypt. They thought it was their home. As they came to hear that, friends, this is not your homeland. Your land promises on the other side,
and
you are in the journey you have never reached. You must move that journey. Go to the land God promised you. Now that's what we began with in this book of Numbers, Exodus chapter
3.
Exodus chapter
3,
starting from verse 7. Let's begin from verse 6 to understand well. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 6.
Nayogera natenti, Zendi Katonda wa kitaawo, Katonda wa Ibrahimu, Katonda wa Isaka, Katonda wa Yakobo. Musa anakweka amasoge kubanga yatia okutunulira Katonda. Olunyolo musanvu. Mukama nayogera nti, ndabidde ddala okubonabona kw'abantu bange bali mu Misiri. Ne mpulira okukaaba kwabwe ku lwabo ababakoza, kubanga mmanyi ennaku zaabwe. Olunyolo munaana. Era nzise okubawonya mu mukono gw'aba Misiri, okubalinyisa okuva mu nsi eri, bayingire mu nsi ennungi engazi, mu nsi ejjudde amata n'omubisi gw'enjuki, mu kifo eky'Omukanani n'eky'Omukiiti n'eky'Omwamoli n'eky'Omuperizi n'eky'Omukiivi n'eky'Omuyebusi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama yali amaze okulaba okubonaabona kwabwe.
God had already seen their afflictions
okumala emyaka ebikumi bina
for 400 years. Most people ask a question. Why did God take the Israelites to Egypt for all those years? Praise Jesus much. He gave a reason. He said he took them there that they
would
learn to be servants to him, after they
would
learn to be servants to human beings, servants of God, that they will be good servants. Then there were also punishments, because that those making tribes of Israelites, they had sold their brother to Egypt, their brother Joseph, and he saw many problems there. God too paid them, taking them to Egypt. Even the different things they did which are wrong to the Lord on the way, like one slept with their mother, their father's wife. Even many other things they had done, he took them, punished them from there, smote them not a few smithings. After making them make bricks and the many other
punishments
to build in Egypt. Now that word, the man is to be like Prophet Moses. Prophet Moses brought the book of remembrance unto the Israelites, that the land of Egypt is not your homeland, but this is the book of remembrance.
You
that God promised you another nation. And that's where you will be.
They
had to move in their journey. To move on. Now at the same time, that man
who
had God's work on the planet Earth, to be like Prophet Moses, it is meant to bring the Book of Remembrance. The Book of Remembrance in our journey. The journey of heaven. All of you has come under the sun. From those who were, those living now, even those who are to come, to the coming back of Jesus. We are on this world, but we are sojourners. And this is not our home.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the man to appear like Moses is meant to show us the best land, our home country in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's the reason among those he appears like Moses. Those 3 points we are to hit on. End of that reminding Israelites go back to their home country, those who scattered in the entire world, and to accept Jesus the Savior. Praise Jesus much. As we move on in the Exodus chapter 3 verse 9, he says this. Exodus 3 from verse 9,
okukaba kw'abaana ba Isirayiri kutuuse gye ndi, nate ndabye okubonaabona kwe bababonyaabonya Abamisiri. Olunyolw'ekumi, kale nno jangu n'akutuma eri Falaawo obaggyeyo abantu bange abaana ba Isirayiri mu Misiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yamugamba,
he told him,
omuntu omukulu gwe ngenda okutumako,
the person I'm going to send you to,
ye Farao,
that is Pharaoh.
When
you can't go, just pick them like that. And you say, you come and we go.
When
they became slaves and servants in that nation, you have to begin to fight the one who puts the children of God into slavery, even in captivity. Now the other man heading God's work on planet Earth, to be like Prophet Moses, he has to be sent to Pharaoh, the olden dragon,
Lucifer, Satan, Nigeria,
and his army, the fallen angels, to lose the children of God, this church, to go home back in heaven. Praise Jesus much.
But
when he told him, and he sent him to Pharaoh, tell Pharaoh, the olden serpent. Pharaoh in the body was there. The name they gave kings of Egypt. But that name is the name of Satan. It means the olden serpent. Now this time, the man to appear like Moses, he has to be sent to Lucifer and his ambassador Jezebel and the fallen angels to set free the children of God, take them from captivity and deception, which is under the sun, set them free, go back home in heaven. Explain as we start on that. Bible says this on Pharaoh in the book of Ezekiel 29 from verses 1 to 3,
speaks
this of Pharaoh and the olden serpent.
Ezekiel 29
from verse 1.
Mumwaka ogw'ekumi, mumwezi ogw'ekumi, ku lunaku olw'omwezi ogw'ekumi n'ebiri, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera olw'okubiri nti, omwana w'omuntu, simba amaaso go okwolekera Falaawo kabaka w'e Misiri, omulagulireko ne ku Misiri yonna. Olw'okusatu, yogera ogambe nti, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, laba, ndi mulabewo Falaawo kabaka w'e Misiri, ogusoto ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga gyagwo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Remember,
we had in the book of Exodus, Exodus 3.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. From verses 9 to reaching verses 11. He told Prophet Moses, I have sent you. Go tell Pharaoh to set free my people.
And they go in
their home country Canaan.
But
man to be like Prophet Moses.
Just
go tell Satan
himself.
Time is not Pharaoh the image.
But Pharaoh
Satan himself. The olden serpent. And his ambassador Jezebel and the fallen angels
who's
made many schemes as we study schemes of Satan which hinder us go back home in heaven. It's time to tell the olden serpent, you Pharaoh Satan,
Jezebel,
your hair.
Wamune ba malaika abaabo
abefudde
mizimu
jerika demons of the clans
namumaze okulimba limbesi
saved the world
nimubasteka mbikane nimi na mawanga
them in clans nations and languages
mbuno nembafunira nini je bazika
that you get them where they bury them
umbe bazika mibiri
yet they bury the bodies
nemuri okamuzikirize emyoyo mukeyena
destroy the spirits in hell
mutabana bakatunda
set free children of God
wango musana guba jide
for light has come for them their home is heaven
okudayo
go back there
yomujali
each where they are
anonye wabwe muguru
look home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ask,
how can that man be like Moses?
Pharaoh,
in the shadow of the human being in Egypt, and he captured children of God, he makes them be slaves.
God reaches
them, tell them, go in the land I promised you, in Canaan,
the land full
with milk and honey. Pharaoh retains the children of God. God sends Prophet Moses. Go tell Pharaoh to set free my people. But
the man making
God's final work on planet Earth to be like Prophet Moses
have
come to tell the rightful Pharaoh.
The
olden serpent Satan,
Jezebel,
Jezebel is ambassador together with fallen angels, those who appear as demons, those who come as demons of the dead and deceive the world that they are buried and that they are in the grave,
yet
they have been thrown in hell
and
they hinder them go back home in heaven. Now when the battle has come, it's time that man will not go to Egypt
Pharaoh,
to tell Pharaoh
or president
or the president of Egypt,
but
Pharaoh Lucifer himself, you Satan, your schemes, these are the ones.
Hindering
children of God
from
back home in heaven, you must set them free.
And
this is your deception. This we have exposed you.
Children of God,
go home to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bible
is very interesting. Let's get back. We hear very well. Moses, how he is told. Going back to our book of Exodus, I had to connect for you and you here in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We are on the verse 9. Exodus 3, verses 9.
Kale laba okukaba kwa abaana ba Isirayiri kutuuse gyendi natenda byo kubonaabona kwe baba bonyaabonya Abamisiri olunyolwe 10 kale nno jangu nakutuma eri Falaawo obaje abantu bange abaana ba Isirayiri mu Misiri
ouridde bwe yamugamba
how we told him
kale nno jangu
now then come
njagala nkutuma eri Falaawo
to send you to Pharaoh
omugambe
tabantu
bange
set free my people.
Oje abantu bange.
Take out my people.
Obatwali munse kulukutamba na mubisi.
Land flow with milk and honey.
Jukira.
Remember.
Fenafi munse tuze kulugendo
lwa guru. In the world we have come on the journey of heaven. This world is not our home country.
But Philip said to Abili egama ndi wafe muguru.
3:20 our home is in heaven.
Kadistani yakola olukujuku joyo Farao kenyini.
Craftness Satan Pharaoh himself.
Naremesa bana bakatoda okudayo muguru.
In that children of God.
Ense kulukutamba na mubisi amaiti livu.
Heaven. The land full with milk and honey.
Kakati ngamwe nkunyonyode.
As I explained to you, at the other time,
Musa ya facing a Pharaoh,
Moses faced the shadow Pharaoh.
omuntu
the human kabake
yabiranga mu emizimu
the king Lucifer
muyatura
possessed by Lucifer is sat in him
kati kuruno
now this time
ono alinga na bimusa
this who is like prophet nebamugambye
gende li president we miss
tell him go to Egyptian president
yalinanga erinnye lya Pharaoh
who had the name of Pharaoh
eritegeezo musoto ogwedda
Satan
bamugambye gende ogambe Satan
go tell Satan
no mubaka we Jezebel
and his ambassador Jezebel
malaika yasoko okugwa
first fallen angel
niye gatta ku
Lucifer
nebamalaika bonna abagwe ba muguru
all angels just in heaven
ebefule emizimu gya abafa
demons of death
mutabana ba Katonda
three children of God
bateyo
and they come back home in heaven era
zino zenkweze mwakola
these are schemes you made
okulemesa abana ba Katonda okudda mu nsi ye wabwe
children of God go back home
mubalimba
and you deceive them bukano
ge matwale gabo kubali nokubera
territories they are to be
era nimubalimba ntibazi
and see them, they are buried in the ground in the graveyards of different places.
Kumbe,
yet
you
them that way till they fall in hell and they don't go back home in heaven. The man to be like that,
he has Lucifer,
go stand for Lucifer, exposes schemes
of hindering
children of God
to
go back home in heaven. That's why he said in Ezekiel chapter 29
get
explained who is Pharaoh this time.
After
had the name meaning olden serpent sitting in him. You know, it loved the river Nile much.
And said,
creation began here. I wanted to con man. They met him right there. And it loved this river
each
of the river Nile which has its source in Uganda
and
say the river is mine. Listen very well.
Go
on to Ezekiel to explain you.
Ezekiel chapter 29
from verse 1.
Mumwaka ogwe 10 mu mwezi ogwe 10 kuluna ku lwomwezi olwe 12 ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera olunyolo kubiri nti omwana w'omuntu simba masogo kolekera Farao kabaka we Misiri omulagulireko ne ku Misiri yonna olunyolo kusatu yogera ogambe nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba ndi mulabe wo Farao kabaka we Misiri ogusoto ogunene okugalamira wakati migaji yagwo ogwogedde nti omugga gwange era ngwekoledde nzekka
weyamanyira
omugga
gwa Katonda gwe yasooka okutonda sponti ye migaji yonna
n'agayanje
sebone gwepanka
it praised itself
nagusinzira mu Farao
who is the shadow.
Know
the way where they build the pyramid.
Pyramid,
you know where the pyramid is in Egypt.
Under,
in the underground. That's where it passed.
And
light in the underground streams. And the underwater. And they built a memorial for him. The pyramid in Egypt. They even had the saying that Pharaoh urinated that river. Foolishness of familiarizing. Now that man to be like Prophet Moses, not going to be sent to Egyptian president,
who
was named the name of Satan, that Pharaoh means the olden serpent. But send him to Satan himself, who was bound in the bottomless pit. Ambassador Jezebel making people never go back home in heaven. Yet our Father is in heaven. Now it is there. Man is sent to reveal all schemes of Satan of hindering children of God to go home back in heaven.
And the
movement of heaven to tell their brothers to show them their home in heaven. Are they clear your way?
Because
saying maybe I lack understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The Bible speaks in Ezekiel
29 from verse 1 to 4. The Pharaoh the olden serpent which lies in the streams, and it says the rivers are mine, I created them.
When we
speak of in Revelation 12 verse 7 and 10, speak of him as
Satan.
Let us read. We hear Revelation 12 from verse 7.
Ne waba olutalo muguru Mikaeli ne bamalaika be ngabata balokulana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalaika bagwo. Olunyolo munana ne batayinza. So ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate muguru. Olunyolo mwenda n'ogusota ogunene ne gusulibwa. Omusoto ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era sitaani, omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baagwo ne basulibwa nagwo.
Owulidde ekyabaawo?
Hear what happened.
Bwe bakugamba mu Ezekiel,
when they say in Ezekiel
29
verse 1 to 4, that the olden serpent was called Pharaoh.
Pharaoh kitegeeza omusoto ogwedda
Pharaoh
sitaani,
means olden serpent Satan.
Musa,
the one they sent Prophet Moses to,
sent
Israel free from Egypt
Kanan,
to go to Canaan, the
Obisi,
land for with milk and honey. This time man heading the work of
Ukusemba
God,
Ukusemba
the final
wezi,
on the planet earth,
Ukubeira,
to
Musa,
be like Prophet Moses,
it
too has to be said. This time not to the shadow of Pharaoh, king of Egypt,
wabula, Pharaoh,
time Pharaoh Satan himself, the olden serpents,
David's
ambassador Jezebel, and the fallen angels,
but
set free children of God, so sorry where you put them,
in
the religions destroying them,
in
false salvation, to get salvation, the journey of heaven,
to go back
their home country in heaven. That's why Revelation chapter 12 7 to 10
say,
the war began in heaven between
angel
Michael and his army,
Satan,
even Satan and his fallen angels, and
they
say the olden serpent, that is therefore Satan, the deceiver of the
devil,
was chased from heaven, even his angels.
And
when
he
chased him from heaven,
he
moved to make many schemes,
to prove
no one remembers their home is heaven,
that
destroy you in the land not their own, and he
called
children of God on the
world
and torments them and strangles them, and there appears demons, and they hide behind the dead, and we build shrines for them, and we worship them, and they move on to torment children of God.
Now,
as I speak, after that man is before us, time has come, there's no
Pharaoh,
Satan the devil,
and Jezebel,
if you fallen angels, as demons of man, and you confuse people, and you don't go home back to heaven, and you brought false gospels, gospels of eating and drinking, gospels of cars,
and
make us forget our journey.
Abana bakatunda bateko okuddayo
mu nsi yewabwe
muguru
nga
nabbi Musa bwe yayamba abaana bakatonda okuva e Misiri ne bagenda mu Kanani ensekulu okutambula n'obusi ensi ensuubizi. Yesu yebazibwe ndowooza otandisa obitegeera we
binaabeera.
Yesu yebazibwe. Ensi mu lutalo luli
serious. Satan has the great envy and jealousy
for
not enabling us be in peace. When we were in the garden, as we were in peace,
he
came conned us, the chasters. After he attacked us on the world, he
told
us to go back where they chased us.
Bible
says in Genesis chapter 3
the
verse 1, and it says this. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1.
No musota gwali mukalaba kalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omunsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda.
Omusota gwali mukalaba kalaba gwali n'enkwe.
That pet was very crafty, it had schemes.
Ne gugamba omukazi
gwe, told the woman this. Genesis 3 verses 1.
Nekugamba omukazi nti bwatyo bwe yayogera Katonda temulyanga ku miti gyonna egyo mu lusuku. Olunyolo okubiri. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ebala by'emiti egyo mu lusuku tulya. Olunyolo okusatu. Wabula ebala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku Katonda ayogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde okukwatangako muleme okufa. Olunyolo okuna. Omusota n'egugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa. Olunyolo okutaano. Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka nammwe mulibanga Katonda okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi.
Owulidde omusota bwegwa sitaani kenye bwe yatulimba okusooka
Satan how he received us initially
ng'atugobesa mu lusuku lwa Katonda
from the garden of God
ensi ennungi
the good land
eyali ekulukutambula n'omubisi gw'enjuki
which was flowing milk and honey
ng'atugamba
and he told
us you
will not die.
Choka nuralira alimbi abantu temujja gwa mugeyena Katonda kayinza kutta muntu
katonda mukifananyi kill one he created in his image.
Kumbe geyena eri wali
erinze hell is waiting
nenyanja yomulio
even lake of fire
era bajewe enjiri eyo
taken away that gospel
gabagara mugwemu
and one of them you fall there
mugwe mugeyena nenyanja yomulio
hell and the lake of fire
kayakati
now
bino yasoko bikoledda mu rusuku
did this in the garden
na tufera ne batugoba mu rusuku
and they chased us from there
mu rusuku rwali mwe birunje
ebyere there are many good things that found in the third heaven. Bible speaks of 2 Corinthians 12 from verse 1 unto 5. Apostle Paul was taken in the garden of God in the third heaven. That's where they chased us. According to Genesis 3:22-24
they
chased us even eternal life they have chased us from it
in
the same scheme Satan is on them.
Let's
read we hear Genesis 3:22
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti laba omuntu afuuse ng'omukufe okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi kakano aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangalanga emireme n'emirembe. Olunyolo abiri mu esatu Mukama Katonda kyeyava amujja mu lusuku Edeni alimenga ettaka mwe yaggibwa. Olwabiri mu ennya bw'atyo n'agoba omuntu n'azzaamu envanjuba mu lusuku Edeni bakerubi era n'ekitala ekimyansa ekikyukakyuka okumanga ekkubo ery'omuti ogw'obulamu.
Owulidde yatugobesa ku muti ogw'obulamu
obulamu
obutaggwaawo
eternal life
bwe twolekera ewaffe mu
ggulu
oyo omusota ogw'edda
sitaanifalaawo fero
bw'atyo bwe yakwatira abaana ba isirayiri e
misiri
n'abakoze ebya ebyekyejo byonna
made them commit evils
n'abonyaabonya
and afflicted them
ne bayingiramu n'obusamizi
and they entered into sorcery
kati Katonda n'atuma nabbi Musa
God sent prophet Moses
genda ogambe Farao
go tell Pharaoh
ate abantu bange
set free my people
era obakulembere obatwale mu nsi ensuubizi
leave them take them the promised land
ensi ekulukuta mutana omubisi gw'enjuki
land with milk and honey
naye nga mugambe nti Farao oli
as I told you that the other Farao
w'omubiri
of the flesh
yali president wa Misiri
was the president of Egypt
yali kisikirize nga Lucifer atuula mu ye
was the shadow and Lucifer sat on him
kati ku mulundi guno
now this time
omusajja oyo okubeera nga nabbi Musa
must be like prophet Moses
bamutuma eri sitaani kennyini Farao omusota ogw'edda
Pharaoh the olden serpent
Neri Jezebeli omubaka we
Jezebel is ambassador
ne bamalaika abagwa
even the fallen angels
abakola enkwempitirivu
nnyo those who made many schemes
ne befuura emizimu gy'ebika
and they appeared as demons over clans
ne baziza omuntu otegeera olugendo
lwe n'ensi
ye gye yavaamu
eyokuggulu their journey and where they came from in heaven
era ne bamulagirira mbu azikibwa ku nsi
and they showed them their burial on the world
kumbe azikirira mu geyena
they are destroyed in hell
katuka mu nsi ye waabwe mu ggulu
don't reach home in heaven
kati nkugambye
now told you
ekimu ku kitabo ky'oku
one of the book of remembrance
Musa chiarete misi
Moses brought in Egypt to the Israelites
tibali nensi yawe jebali nokubera
a land they were to be in
kana niense kulukuta mara no bisi
wenjuti kana land full with milk and honey
kati Musa joyo kubanga na bi Musa
must be like Moses
na yali nokubanga lesi kitabo cho kujukiza amawanga gonna go
musi all nations of the world
ti ewafe muguru
that our home is in heaven
era tinensi yewafe
we have a home country
wanosi wafe
here resort our home
banonyo kuda munsi yewawe era ali nokuba kulembera mu rugendo lweguru
lead them the journey of heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let me hope they are clear. Someone said, maybe I understood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When he chased Satan from heaven, he got more enraged. Not accept anyone, get back to sanity. To know they have their home in heaven.
He created many
religions on the world and
claimed
to be the ministry of God,
that
they show us God and
they
don't even know of our journey,
and there came false
salvation in the midst of truthful salvation,
and
us to seek the world and eat it, yet it's not our home.
So Israelites
we have built in Egypt. Egypt wasn't their home.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They built in Egypt. The Israelites,
buildings
we had first built in Egypt. Different inventions began in Egypt.
But
Israelites did that. They built a land not their own.
Others
put perhaps it their home.
But
some of the people in the world, those on the world think where they are
at home.
And they build. Satan uses them.
Build
everywhere for your grandchildren. Building is not wrong, but no, you build on the way.
And
the moment you spend on the way,
of
the journey of heavens,
be
like a tent saving you from the rainfall and the cold. Don't build
funny huts
which scorn the name of the Lord.
Build
a good house. If you build a story, it's up to you. But know you are in Egypt. The land is Egypt. Heaven is our home.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Remember your journey.
As
Moses reminded the Israelites. The Israelites.
This is not your
home. You have to go your home.
Canaan,
run for with milk and honey. Me too, I tell you, our home is in heaven. Here is not where we're meant to be.
Satan
made schemes, plenty of them.
And
confuse all nations of the world.
Now
this call of God
from
the Uganda
has
promised all nations.
It
has all that word, we have to remind them, our home is in heaven. And we lead them in this journey. No joke. Pharaoh lose the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Wisdom is to be the understanding, the
grace
of the children of God. And they work knowing this, know your home.
And prepare
their journey, go back home. Satan puts desire. Pastor gets a car, say Jesus arose for him. Jesus is equated to a car,
which
is equal to a house. Act 17 verse 17 to 25. God who made heavens and earth, equal to gold and silver, which are made by human hands.
The
car is made by human hands. House is made by human hands. How dare you say Jesus arose for you when you have gotten a house? Even if you build a golden house,
it
was made by human hands.
You
will never appear with it.
Act 17:17-30.
If you read it, it will answer you. Briefly go back to Revelation, we see. Revelations 12 from verse
7.
Revelations 12 verse 10.
Nempulire dobozi mugulu ngaliogera nti kakano bulokozi buze na manyi. No wakabaka wakatonda wafe. No buinza wa Kristo we. Kubanga alopa baganda wafe ya suliwa. Habalopa masoka katonda wafe misana nechilo.
Ba malaika mugulumbire byonga bagubi Yesu.
Angels in heaven as the chest Satan.
Bagamba. Obulokozi bwa katonda
wafe. The salvation of our God. And strength and
the
poverty of his son.
Bize.
They have come.
Kubanga alopa anga baganda wafe
mudioriomi. Brethren.
Bamugobi bamusudde.
Chest him out. You know he was in heaven, and he points on you. That one is mine. Where are they going?
Where
they reported us, the chest
of
someone to base in your home country, and they say, that one shouldn't come back here, it's my home.
When they just,
I choose much of the brethren in the world.
Them
on the world to come back home.
And
comes back here, points in them.
Zachariah.
That Joshua is that in. Read Zachariah 3. That serpent Satan
he
went to
accuse
Zachariah had that
his clothings.
With clothings were
darkened.
They are acts of unrighteousness. God told him to be taken off Joshua, to take off the dirty garments
from him.
The acts of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The angel told Satan, you the dust snatched from the fire. May God rebuke you.
He
was there accusing.
When
he chased him in heaven,
he
said, now,
just
from heaven, no one goes back there.
I was there.
I saw when they come here.
Now
move them back.
When they got enraged,
he said, "No, I'll do everything possible.
They will put
heaven in their heads that it's their home. At least it's preached them as a promise. Be saved, you go to heaven.
Don't
get saved to heaven.
We
get saved to go to our journey back to our home country in heaven. Heaven is not a promise; it's our home. Our home God made for us." Now this mad person Lucifer moved on and said, he speak this on him. Revelations 12 verse 11. The angels,
them
overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Bible says in Hebrews 9, 25,
and
even things in heaven, it needed a better sacrifice. That's why Christ Jesus
entered
the most holy place of the world. But he entered in heaven for the Father, for our sake, and for the angels. Angels too overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the testimony of the word. When Jesus was on the world,
Michael
and the Holy Ones, they said,
"Prepare
you, angels,
accept
Jesus is coming." Those who believed, believed. Those who refused, refused. We don't change. We go with Lucifer. That's where they woke up when Jesus entered heaven. Those who refused, believed Jesus, and those who believed. Angels who rebelled to the blood of Jesus, they chased them, even their Lucifer. But in coming on the world, they came very enraged. And they said,
not
accepting any person to go back home.
Don't make religions
and they confused and make them lost.
No one should
feel. Please tell them purgatory.
At least
tell them.
Let's
go to hell.
And you
come up on the day of the Lord. Yet when you fall there, you're finished.
These
who seem to think of heaven, tell them. On the world you need 100, even in heaven.
They
first look the portion of the world. They forget heaven. And it happened on us sometime back.
Even
some of our brethren are in that thing.
They
come enraged with fury.
We
come to them with anger
of
the light of knowledge that our home is in heaven. That man reaches this world.
Lead
us the journey of heaven as Prophet Moses
led
Egypt to Canaan. No silencing the gun. Overcoming by the blood of Jesus. And even the testimony. What? Scripture by scripture. Command by command. Here a little, here a little. They'll be captured. And the host of angels will send them.
They repite them as
fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Pharaoh, you will set free children of God. You Satan and Jezebel.
In the
fallen angels. And you appear as demons.
In the
principality
in the stars,
he shall send you angel Abaddon there. They will terrify you from there. Even under the ocean. Even in the underground
bunkers.
In the false prophets.
In
the sorcerers. In the mountains. In the animals
you
put. For we are revealed where you hide. And you make schemes on us. In the remnants of our home country. In that Israelites. To leave Egypt.
Even in this
journey they struggled.
Most
of the people you brought killers. Now we brought in salvation. You move the journey back. You regret your salvation. Satan is on you. You are regretting your salvation.
Though
you are on the journey.
At
least they die on the way. Don't kiss the sun. That they get lost on the way. Many
travel
them on the way. And they are on the way going. He said, though you're going, I have to pursue you. Pharaoh pursued them. Pharaoh of the flesh was beaten. Pharaoh, the demons passed aside. He troubled the Israelites on the way. Most of them got
them away.
They didn't reach. Yet they
headed
on the way. Now you are on the way of salvation. The way of
heaven.
But be careful with it. You may have gotten saved, but the second you failed, God loves all people to be saved
and
reaching and knowing all truth. If you don't know all truth, the way you're on, you will hinder. You will die on the way. On the way of salvation. They are firstborn again.
False prophets
and apostles. Right in the way. In the way of salvation. As you're moving without light and you've got the false prophets and
since you
as you
speak
the journey yet you're off track.
You
desire meat of the Egyptians.
You're
pulling cars. I take it. The houses of Egyptians, you claim them. You look for the meat and you say, Lord, no, we eat manna so much. Give us of meat.
If
we give it to you, we die laughing. You look into, you pass
people's
car, you claim them. You touch it, I claim it. That happened in the journey of Egypt.
You
started to see what happened on the way.
It's
to compare with that in this journey.
Church
was converted on the way where it is.
They
are desiring meat of Egyptians.
Meat
of the Jebusites.
The
houses on the way. God gives them peace and they play games which are dirty.
Satan,
even those on the way, he's on the way working on them. Others make calls for themselves.
And
God, you delay. Let's go under ocean, get power from there. On the way, there are many things on the way. But I request you one thing. Good thing God has put that man in our way to direct us. Let's humble us
listen.
We shall be overcomers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Move in
Revelations we hear.
Okubikuliwe sura ya 12, olunyolwe 12.
Revelations 12 verse 12.
Kale musanyuke eguru n'abatulamu. Zisanze nsi n'ennyanja. Kubanga omulyolyo myasege muli ngali n'obusungu bungi.
Olide bulungi.
You hear of well.
Zisanze nsi.
War unto the world. The inhabitants. And those who sit in it, the accuser has come and is filled of wrath. The wrath was over what? They chased him from heaven. You want to go back there?
Mwaroza Satan.
He tells you to eat your food, eating chicken, driving cars, building houses. What is onto you is not hindered you that. He is no one. He makes you get hooked with those. He makes you hooked with a car. And he says, Satan is refusing to make a car.
Satan
held my car.
Satan
targets your journey. Those remain on the world. You may overcome him and enter heaven. That pains him. He's medalist. The boy has entered the door of heaven. He begins to feel bad. Satan, what angers him? Your war is not on your car. It's not on the house.
All
he makes it targeting the journey. If they fall, if they get lost on the way,
the branch of ways
made on the way. The branch of the
sea,
as if it's salvation, as if it's
Shepherd.
Those who make a main road like Entebbe,
they
are on the tarmac, they are branch off, and they tarmac
Buso
a little. It goes tarmac a little branch off, tarmacked, like 50 meters or 25. Now you branch off the road. You think the road is the same tarmac. You enter a false church religion. You think we are still on Jesus. As you remember, this road doesn't reach. This one is the load of dust. Those branch off amaze me. They appear like the main highway. You go seek deeper. The road ahead, you sit over dust. And the way bushes are held there. Where are we going, you wonder? Let's get back. As you turn to go back, it goes on the colors where it ends. You came to the prophet. Don't just leave the prophet. You're going to die.
You're
going to see problems. Don't go. Anointing of prophet will beat you. Maybe you stand here, maybe.
But they
say, anointing Petro, will you reach even back? And you drive on the dusty road, you get lost. And when you hear you're threatened, don't leave this place.
That
run from there.
You
run off. You come to the main highway to heaven, we go.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
That's what we call Angamukenda Koarake.
They make and they move ahead. The chorus is moving on ahead. You know, they have their names, those branch offs. Don't
you
see this road called Entebbe Road? You may find many roads named after people. And
there
are people. Those are the churches you hear. Now let me leave that.
Move.
White man is to be like Prophet Moses. Prophet Moses.
Take
Israel from Egypt. Take them to Canaan.
He
brought the Book of Remembrance. It was meant to confront Pharaoh.
eyalimu omusoto ogwedda
sitaani was the old serpent
Satan.
And that man to be like him
aleta ekitabo ky'okujukiza eriensi
remembrance to the world
siwafe
mugu that our home is heaven
eranga yino kwesimba
has to confront
omaso ga sitaani
before Satan
ne Jezebel
Jezebel
ba malaika ba abagwa
his fallen angels
bagama mujewe nkweza
tell them take away your skin
zo kulemesa abana bakatondo kena mugu
God go to heaven
siye wabo
in their home
muta iko kubata
have to say
era zino nkweza mwe
these are your skins
siye bino byembadde mubateze
mugu these are what you trap them on the way.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus.
Katu yongere yowulire.
Let's move on. We
hear. Omuli oliomi.
The accuser.
Yaka ngaino busungu.
He came down filled with wrath.
Ngechimushingo munyiza.
And what angered him most?
Muweredwa chance okwatula obulokozi.
Given chance for salvation and began journey back to heaven. Yet he's been chased from there. And the other.
Achirowoza konta inaka sira katulunyu.
He had a short time.
Akukubali yemba.
Of deceiving you.
Kubanga emyaka mukama yali agisaze.
For God had reduced the years.
Nga mangu nyo lulokoka ko katono bera obanga
tunusu. Did you get saved and shortly you get hope?
Atene ichi dalanga yeli alikira.
And he worried.
Abamugobye mukuru bandi munonya
mu. Those who chased him in heaven may seek for him again.
Katusome tuulire.
Kubikolero sura ya 12 olunyo lwe 12.
Revelation 12 verse 12.
Kale musanyuke egulu na abatulamu. Zisanze nsina nyanja. Kubango muli oliomi aseje muli ngalino busungu bunji ngamanyi ngalina kasera katono
yachimanya
in you
nimbi abantu
I've deceived people
mubisi yona
in the entire BC
emyaka emitwaro 12
120
years
a fought not overcome
wabula atempuli nanti nakuzino bazita za
rufanyima
wabula simanyina meka
I don't know even how many they are.
And they
chase me from heaven.
And this
given chase back.
What can we do? Let's
make schemes.
Let's make
our book with deceptions.
We
put religions.
Allow
them to remember their home is heaven. You confuse them, do everything possible.
The Bible speaks
in Colossians 2.
And they began to put
way of religious beliefs,
worshiping
fallen angels.
And they sinned
the fear of God. And they
conned.
We are in the world.
Religions
are on their own.
They claim
ambassadors of God.
Yet
God is in heaven.
Yet they don't
tell us what's in heaven and how we shall go back.
There's
salvation mixed in us these days.
They make
us enemies of God.
Bible
says, 1 John chapter 2,
from verse 14
to 16, he who desires the world
becomes an enemy
of God.
Enemy of God is Satan.
It means you become Satan.
For
desiring the world
that things.
Men pack gospel of the world
now. If you continue
to travel to America,
that's
why in Uganda, you begin to step in America by faith.
You
feel greed of the world.
And
they say you take the car
and
feel you're driving on the steering
and you,
yet you're there doing it
yourself. You
see what says
that?
It makes you a mad thing and you begin to drive that you're
rehearsing.
You're like a young kid.
Even
a young
kid,
you make toy cars for them. And you are on your hands empty that you're driving by faith. Are you mad?
You travel abroad.
You pull your travel bag that you go abroad. I travel abroad.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Deception
should be out of you for you have to go to heaven. Both the world and the fullness is for God.
Satan
told Jesus while on the world, bow to me for those things of the world were given me.
And we
take them forcefully
from
him, for the thief he had robbed them.
After
stealing confused with us,
that we ask
them much from God, then we pervert because of them.
Bible speaks
with us.
In the
first John chapter 2.
If you enter in
desiring the world and its fullness,
you become a serious
enemy of God.
Lucifer,
you become Lucifer. Let us read we here.
First
John chapter 2 verse 15.
Temwagalanga nsi ne wakubadde ebiri mu nsi. Omuntu yenna bw'ayagala ensi, okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye. Olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga, kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi, okwegomba okw'omubiri, n'okwegomba okw'amaaso, n'okwegulumiza okw'obulamu, okutaliimu, tebiva eri kitaffe naye biva eri nsi. 17. Era ensi eggwaawo n'okwegomba kwayo, naye akola Katonda by'ayagala abeerera emirembe egitaggwaawo.
Owulidde bulungi?
You are very well.
Toyagalanga nsi n'ebigiri.
Do not love the world and things in it.
Kubanga ogenda okufuuka omulabe wa Katonda.
For you're going to become an enemy of God.
Simanyi oba Oluganda lunsomedde
bulungi. I don't know whether your Luganda has read it well.
Somera ko mu Luzungu.
Read me in English.
But really one of us on your Luzungu osome.
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
Yokane chisoka esule yokubiri okutandika ku nyira 15.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Verse
17.
And
the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
who does the will of God is the one who abides. He who
deserves
the world in the fullness becomes an enemy of God.
The
earth and the fullness is the desiring.
His
bodily desires and the eyes. But he who does
the
will of the Father is not in him. What is the opposite of love? Hating. After hating, you become enemies. James 4:4.
Yakobo esule yokuna olinyolo kuna.
James chapter 4 verse 4.
Mwabakazi abenzi temumanyi ng'omukwano gw'ensi bwe bulabe bwa Katonda. Kale omuntu yenna bw'ayagala okubeera mukwano gw'ensi yeefuula mulabe wa Katonda.
Owulidde ekibeerawo?
Have you heard what happens?
Bw'oyogomba ensi n'ebigirimu.
Is that the world and things in it?
You are
an adulterous woman who has left the husband God.
And
a friend of the world and things in it. You become an enemy with God.
Lucifer.
You become Lucifer.
Satan
the devil.
For
earth and the fullness are to pass away. But we,
2 Peter
1:3,
that
the power of God given us things of the world, we use them for life and for serving God and moving to understand Him. Not give it us as a gospel.
To preach
people to desire and they forget the journey of heaven. Those are some of skills of Satan.
After
is put religions. Colossians 2, which
seem
as if they have the worship of God, yet they worship fallen angels.
Where
they don't tell you things of heaven, you're there and you're all retarded.
And they are so sorcerers,
wizards. They are all failures there. Now there cometh false salvation, and they
pump
the world and all its desire in us, and they make us enemies of God.
As explained
in the first John chapter
2:14
and 6:17, join on James chapter 4 in the verse 4 into 7.
kazi drop ye gomba ufuka murabe tulina kubikozesa bukozesa
bulambo singiri not a gospel
leo mtu nimekusimba mno
ulia they put in you the think and you feel
no gamanji twara
take it
eh madoka gamanji kolashi
ni
twara
and you are protruding your eyes
spotting.
Why don't you take off heaven and claim it?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Guru,
now heaven,
you say,
I take it in the name of Jesus. That is our home.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
You know,
the drama is on this world.
Bible
says
in Jeremiah
22:10. Let me begin with Isaiah. Isaiah 14:17.
Does
the captives go back home?
Pharaoh,
as Pharaoh bound them in Egypt. Let me tell you, he retained them. They smote Pharaoh. Pharaoh can't hear, his big headed. Doesn't leave the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even Satan held children of God not going back home in heaven. Let us read we here. Isaiah 14:17.
Yazisange nsi yonna nasula ibuga byamu atata nga basibebe okudde waabwe.
They are tabashibe
kudda waabwe. Didn't captives go back home?
Bible ibayogera na from Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14.
Verse 12.
How thou hast fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. You called himself Morning Star. That son of the dawn. You've been cut to the ground. The verse 17 is the one they speak of.
He
led captives on this world to go back to their home country. Philippians 3:20 says, our home is in heaven. Christ, you don't leave this world.
What did,
while in Egypt, while in Pharaoh, in the president of Egypt,
who
was called Pharaoh, Satan, all the serpent was in him.
He caught
the Egyptian Israelites.
He got
Israelites
from
Exodus
chapter 5
and they are struggling for that.
And
the struggles with God.
Satan
and his fallen angels, and they make magic of things through the magicians.
And
then God will make things
to
the last wild things which fallen angels could not do.
He
said, I've left you, go. But they have gone. Now where are we to get such slaves? Let's pursue them. The physical Pharaoh and the army they pursued. And God shut them in the sea.
And
he shut them in the lake of fire.
The
ends, they will be shut in the lake of fire. Revelation 20:11-15. Satan and the beast and the false prophet, even all sinners, passed in the lake of fire,
with
fire and coal is the second death.
It
ends when he pursues us until we push him in the lake of fire. As they destroyed him in the flesh, things are the same.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
time to fight with him.
You
fix
the joke.
New generation, we have no joke. We know who we target to strike.
It
has a nation called.
And
as we've known what to do.
Satan, Jezebel,
fallen angels.
You
appear as demons of the dead.
You
wrecked havoc in shrines, made
havoc.
You made religions confusing people.
And
you put fake salvation.
And
people forget home in heaven. Now we have come.
mumulimu gwa mukama
in the work of God
ba Musa
Moses let people of God go.
Put them we
go back. Heaven is
our home. All
God's
perfection.
We counsel them on the map.
Every child of God
they will hear the words of God.
Amen.
You
know the journey you call it young, it's maturing. It's come in to be serious.
If you thought
it's
joke,
we hold the journey moving. The man is pursuing.
You
have to shut him in the lake of fire.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Raise
the hand. Never lower it. The gospel team will make it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Then we shall fight.
Not
realize the
wrath.
Me, I'm very harsh. I have anger and rage. Not on any other person except Satan and his fallen angels. In hindering us many all four fathers who passed under the sun.
Those there and those coming
make them fall in hell and
they
go to the lake of fire and they destroy with him as
they
destroy the Egyptians them two in the sea those who followed him then
this
time the battle is rising. Don't you see me I'm laughing but I'm not laughing. In reality, I'm not laughing.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
All of you heard
me preach laughing. I'm not laughing. And I'm not joking.
Amen.
I have hidden my real image from him. But I'm very harsh.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
And
I say, why does he preach laughing? I'm not laughing.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus much. There I have hidden my real image that I come from behind abruptly, strike him. I'm not joking.
I'm joking.
I've never joked with you. We are serious. You two of false ambition, even sorcerers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Jeremiah
22:10. These are carpenters they make him or us go back home.
These
prisons he made you study in schemes of Satan.
By
children of God not go back home in heaven.
Jeremiah 22:10. Temukabira mazigo yeyafa, oyafa. Yeremia esulayabiri mwebironyole kumi. Temukabira maziga oyafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nyonyini ya mazigo ya agenda. Kubanga tachada na te. Sota lirabansiye wawe.
Ouli dechizibu echi wa
the problem which has happened all along.
Temukabira maziga afaye mubiri.
Don't cry for the one dying, it's the body.
Temukungu bagira mubiri oyo.
Weep for the body.
Wabura wali wa agenda omugenzi.
Never going the late.
Echizibu tasobade kudamusiye
wawe. Problem is not going back home in the
country. Sitani abafera.
Satan called
you. Kumararo.
You're going to graveyards.
Nemubera kumuramba.
And you're on the dead body. And you weep tears.
Afudanyo.
The died march.
Muna mwebagenze mubizibu.
Sitani abafera. Satan corrupted their mind.
Makuru.
You're on the dead body which is useless. You are
chewing
words.
Is
it to
Sitani
your Satan corrupted those heads of yours.
Another
leaf saying,
you
bury me like this and this.
You are
going on.
Where,
how shall we bury you?
He
corrupted all those who go and the one who remain. Those who remain, the other going.
He's
going.
We too
have a say, is the late is gone.
Yet let us
bury them, yet they went.
And
the devils passed behind.
Why
did you bury me as I told you? And they corrupt the human being to cease to have understanding. That's what they call wrath. He came having and he made schemes. My mother, she has left me. Yet you see her. Who is the right, the one who's left you? Who has left you as you weep? He has left me. They have gone. You have died so much. But where shall you go? What you speak, you appear mad. It's not connecting. Did not you corrupt you?
You
speak it, no more understand it.
Satan, I know sungu
vya yuko kutulemeso genda mukuru. Satan has great go to heaven.
Okutuko kuona na nibyo yogeranga
na kitu byetegeza. What you speak, you don't mark them first.
Nuri uko kaba mazika.
And you whip tears.
Ulingo musokote fungu.
As if they have pierced a spear in you. And you weep, my mother, you have left me. You have left me children. You have left my juniors. But where shall we bury you? He said, now.
Yes,
person, they corrupted them. What they cried, they don't understand it. Now they left you already. And you ask why you buried them when they left? Bible says in Ecclesiastes, I saw all people and they are mad. If you go in knowledge, most people are mad. Things they speak don't connect. Satan maddened them.
He
made them people who are not sober. Now, after they go on the tombs, if you didn't die, I wouldn't have suffered like this. If you come from the tombs, you went well so badly. Now they went where? Even where they go, you don't know.
There,
Satan hid that.
Satan
killed this one, I'm to target another. Destroy them in the second death, the lake of fire.
Bible
speaks in Matthew, it
says,
hell is created for Satan and his angels. We are not meant to be in it. But these craftiness and schemes
interact
us, know what concerns us, and they birth you on the world and tell you you are one day old, yet you came long time back, 9 months back on the world, and they
put
the womb covered you with flesh, and they prove you how you've just arrived, and they dedicate you in another clan
as if
you don't know your clan where you came from. And they give you names of fallen angels. And you find your that was a fallen angel. Another is called, you are a thorny one. That was the one, the thorn bush, Lucifer, the thorn bush himself, spoken in Judges 9. And you find someone
they're
immoral. That's their name. Immoral.
What is immoral?
That was the fallen angel. And many others. This world and things in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we thank Him. Humble living much, for God is very close to us. Not easy to eat the good pasture of the word.
Drink
of the clear waters, the spirit of truth. And he tells you things how they are. It's not something easy. Not things you hear of in this world.
Many
would have wished to hear us you here. But they cannot. And they are waiting with the thirsty. Even pain, which is extreme.
Them
to what pains them, they have not realized it. That they have pain to hear these words.
Bible
says Jeremiah 22:10. Don't cry for the one dying. And not weep for them, but weep bitterly for the one going.
But
the problem, they have not gone back to their home country.
Philippians 3:20
tells you, because our home is in heaven.
Timothy 6:7
say,
we
brought nothing,
so we
shall go back with nothing. We came from where? What journey are we in? We brought nothing on this world.
We
shall go back with nothing.
We've not gotten
out of the journey. We are still in it. Now we
have
forgotten it. Those who live before us, we have been living
there.
Even those coming. But God has helped us.
He
brought the book of remembrance.
He
sent us the man like Moses.
He
helped Israelites to remember that Egypt is not their home.
They
go back to their home country, the land of Canaan,
those
with milk and honey. The man is sent like that to bring the book of remembrance. All nations of the world.
Lead
nation of Uganda.
Go
lead other nations. Remind them home in heaven. Lead them move that journey. Going back home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Much.
Let's pass Philippians. We hear. Philippians 3:20.
Kubanga fewa fe muguru. Era je tulindira omulokozi okuvaayo mukama afe Yesu Kristo.
Kubange wafe muguru.
Our home is in heaven.
Omundayinza kusibako wantu
wadali wamu. Someone cannot tie you in a place not yours.
Edit wa itu wadeyo.
There we have ever been there.
Zaburi chiendega.
Psalms 90 says,
mukama wali chifocha
futu okupula. Lord, you are our dwelling place.
Katonda nabu mbansi nevi.
Before you made the earth and the things in it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
Bible
explains in Timothy, the first Timothy 6:7. It says like this.
First Timothy 6:7. Kubanga tetuale tachintu na chimu kunsi. Kubanga erate tuinza kujamu chintu.
We brought nothing on the world.
So
we shall go back with nothing as we go back. Indeed, we are in the journey. The Israelites, when they went to Canaan, they took nothing. Remember, since we are of famine, Israelites left the land they were in,
as
led by Jacob their father. After selling their brother Joseph, famine struck them.
If
they lacked a goat or a chicken they had, took them to Egypt with nothing. Those history read them. Famine struck them, and they lacked food. Most animals they ate them, and they entered Egypt with nothing. First, go to see Joseph. They are going to look for food. After they had given them food, they were to finish it.
Till
Joseph said, bring them here.
And they them,
with nothing they went with, and they began a new life. In the land they had gone to, but they took nothing. We took, as we came on the world, we brought nothing here.
You
remember as the chest to
them,
and they laid you. You came with what?
Even
the body, they covered it on you in your mother's womb.
If
you leave it here, you came with
you
clothed the body from heaven.
2 Corinthians 5:16.
That body from heaven is what you go with. praise Jesus much.
Satan
has put children
in God.
And we work for the world. We make bricks build.
And we
make cars.
And they
make us from God, yet it's us who make them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. But as we wind up, our forefathers Abraham, they moved this journey. And they fought for their rightful land.
Because
out of they were given a shadow of their journey from Egypt to Canaan. But they had the rightful journey, the journey of heaven.
It's
to worship God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
You have to
look with both these journeys. Though the shadow one, we are not in it today. Leaving Egypt to Canaan. Original journey, we are in it. Let's read Hebrews 11 in the verse 10. Hebrews 11 verse 10.
Kubanga yalindirira ekibuga kiri ekirina emisingi.
Katuve ku lw'omwenda okutegeera obulungi.
Hebrews 11 from verse
9.
Hebrews 11 from verse 8.
Olw'okukkiriza Ibrahim bwe yayitibwa n'awulira n'okugenda n'agenda mu kifo kye yali agenda okuweebwa okuba obusika n'avaayo nga tamanyi gy'agenda. Olunyolw'omwenda olw'okukkiriza n'abeera mugenyi mu nsi eyasuubizibwa ng'etali yiye ng'asula mu weema wamu ne Isaaka ne Yakobo basika banne ab'okusuubizibwa okwo. Olunyolw'ekumi kubanga yalindirira ekibuga kiri ekirina emisingi Katonda kye yazimba.
Have you heard well? The city God built, made himself.
He
put foundations for it.
Though
they had promised him the land of Canaan, it was been told his descendants. Yet he had another land he looked to. He looked to the heavenly country.
When you
skip and go to verse 13, you say this.
Hebrews
11 verse 13. You hear what they were on. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yusuf.
Joseph. And those who followed in the flesh, they died when they didn't reach Canaan of the flesh, but they had a land they fought for, that they saw which was better than that one. Bible says in the next verse, Hebrews 11 verse 14,
Hebrews 11 verse 14, era singa bajjukira ensi eri gye baavaamu bandibadde n'ebbanga okuddayo. Olunyolw'ekumi n'omukaaga naye kaakano beegomba ensi eri singa obulungi yeey'omugulu. Katonda kyavaalemu okukwatibwa ensonyi ku lwabo okuyitibwa Katonda waabwe kubanga yabateekerateekera ekibuga.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Hebrews
11 verse 13, as they checked out of the body, they did go to the promised land of the world of Canaan. But they had a nation they foresaw far, and they followed it, and embraced it, and they moved them to speak out that they are strangers on this world, and they fulfilled 1 Timothy 6:7, that they brought nothing on the world and they shall go back with nothing.
And
the verse 14 Bible says, because those who speak like that speak that they were helping a nation they fought for.
And the
verse 15 they say, indeed those with a mindset like that,
They
think of the land of the flesh where they came from. If they had that mindset, they would have had opportunity to go back. But they were seeking the better land, the country of heaven. And God, not ashamed,
be called
their God. He prepared for them a city.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
Hebrews
12,
22, 23.
Say, welcome in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven. With gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God.
So, our Uganda,
now, brethren,
that
might be like Prophet Moses, who led the Israelites from Egypt to Canaan, the land full with milk and honey. That man to be like him, meant to lead the children of God, the church of God, to go back to home in heaven.
It's
meant to bring the book of remembrance that our home is in heaven.
Moses
brought the book of remembrance to them,
that
Egypt wasn't their
land.
The land God promised them, the Canaan land.
Now
those what we have seen, some of those, but we remember, we have to take the book of remembrance and to the Israelites, season spoken of them of prophecy, to accept Jesus the Savior, and to go back to their country in the flesh,
to
come from all nations they scattered from, and to resume serve God.
It's
one of what we are to do. God, what speaks Romans 11:25-26. The time of blindness of eyes of children of Israel. As they marked like that, till fulfillment of the Gentiles will happen, then Israel will be saved.
And
we shall begin from there. Take them a book of remembrance.
As we children of
God go back to heaven,
then
have to tell them as Israelites,
then
join on that journey.
And
we shall begin from there on the other day. Finish 6 points. We go to the seventh.
It says
a man to be like Prophet Moses.
Moses
proclaimed the birth of the Lord Jesus. Man to proclaim for his second coming. It's one of what we shall clothe with. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.